Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This parsha is Hazinu. That's the parsha between Yom Kippur and Sukkot this year. Hazinu is the great song of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Jewish people begin with a song, Oz Yosher Moshe Vnei Yisrael, the song that they sang at Yom Suf. But the song that they sang at Yom Suf is a song of miracles and of godly deliverance. And it's an emotional song sung, at the height of the moment. That song didn't last, because one finds it hard to maintain that level of emotion, that level of exhilaration. So the song is temporary. We recite it every day because of the fact that it commemorates the fact that we're not slaves in Egypt. But the song that remains with us is the song of Hazinu, which is somber, sober, given to interpretations that are sad and depressing, and also given to interpretations that are uplifting and joyful. And this is the song that accompanies us. Moshe said, "V'onso bo mashira hazos la'ed." This song will accompany them in all of the journeys and sojourns of Israel throughout all of the centuries, and it will be a witness. Kilosi shochach mi pizaro, the song will never be forgotten. This is one of the pieces of the Torah that was taught the little children that they should memorize, so the song should not be forgotten. Well, the song has not been forgotten, both the good part and the better part. It continues to accompany us on our journey in the world, points out all the pitfalls, it describes all the dangers. It also promises us that our great future will actually occur, and that the Lord, who has guarded us until this day, will guard us till the end and deliver us from our enemies and create the better world that we all hope for. So now that we are all cleansed, so to speak, after Yom Kippur, and turn to the joyous holiday of Sukkot, we should have this song accompany us wherever we go, because of the fact that it alone can bring us comfort and consolation and point the way in an otherwise dark world. I'd like to wish all of our listeners a Chag Sameach. They should have a great and enjoyable holiday of Sukkot. And we should all sit in the great Sukkah that the Lord will prepare for us at the time of the redemption.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Beryl Wein.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.